Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We'll get you some intel on your teams you care the most about this segment. 1 o'clock if you missed Kirk Cousins a little over an hour ago here on G&D. No problem. We'll re-air that for you. You'll only hear him today and for the next couple of days right here on The Fan. Let's get to your Beltway Blitz. Capitals are playing better. They've won two in a row, and they've got the Coyotes in town tonight. Great chance for three in a row because Arizona's got the worst team in hockey. Neil Greenberg of the Washington Post occasionally hangs out with me on Caps Face-Off and Caps Overtime on NBC Sports Washington joins us. Neil, have the Capitals turned a corner, do you think?
Well, let's wait and see, but there's certainly a good chance for them to get another win against a team that on paper they should beat. So at home, weak team, this should be a recipe for success for them.
Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. at Crashing That instead of its normal Tuesday slot. Old Thom Daly and Neil Greenberg crashing that at the only hockey radio program in town. So, Neil, why is this third line all of a sudden Dan Patrick made 90s style in Fuego? What's going on here?
Well, they're doing the right things. We've always talked about getting chances, looking for rebounds, getting quality shots on net, and that's what's happening. I mean, you see them moving their feet. You see Tom Wilson maybe finally fulfilling some of the hype that he had coming out of the draft as in terms of being a power forward. But this is crucial for Washington. They need secondary scoring, and if it's the third line can – the third line doesn't even have to be this good. If they're half as good as this going forward and the Caps' top six produce, it's going to be hard to keep Washington off the scoreboard.
Why is Arizona so bad? What's going on in their building process?
That's a great question. They've actually done a real good job of at least scoring the game's first goal. They just haven't been able to sustain any sort of momentum. Clayton Keller has done really well. He's got 10 of the team's 38 goals. So their future's bright. They're just having a real tough time controlling the puck and just getting any sort of momentum at all. But I think that we'll see them get better. I don't know if they're this bad, but you know, for Washington to get them at home is good at this part of the season.
And Keller, seventh pick in the 16 draft. Neil Greenberg of the Washington Post. I want to pivot. You and I hanging out the other night, we're talking a little bit about the Dave Martinez hire by the Nationals. You cover all the sports for the Washington Post and write a lot about analytics. What do you make of the hire and how often they talked at his press conference about him being known to use the numbers? Because everyone has the numbers now. Implementation, as you and I have talked about, is kind of the key.
That's right. I mean, baseball has been the torchbearer for analytics for as long as I can remember. And all the teams have the same data set. I mean, they all have access to the same data. It's a matter of, like you said, implementation, but also communication. The way the front office communicates those numbers to the manager and the way the manager communicates those to the players is crucial. And it certainly sounds like Dave Martinez will at least accept the numbers and look at them and use them to some sort of competitive advantage. And when you and I talked, the first thing that I said was, well, maybe we'll see some of the better hitters in the Nationals lineup actually hitting towards the top of the order where they get more at-bats. Even something as simple as that could make a difference, not only in the regular season, but perhaps trickle over into the postseason where we've seen their hitting go silent more often than not.
Neil, do you get the sense like I did just, and then this is an analytics specific, I guess what? Maybe it is. I get the sense that there was frustration and the undoing was we handed him, talking about Dusty, this bit of data every day and he would do something inappropriate with it. Like whether he would shoot a hook shot into the trash or clean a dirty place with it. I mean, I get the sense that they got really frustrated that it wasn't being used and they decided to go all in the opposite direction. Is that kind of the view that you had listening to everybody talk?
Yeah, it's also the view that I've heard from other people that have some knowledge of the situation. You're talking about a whenever you have a coach, it's okay for a coach to have gut feelings and to make decisions based on what he sees on the field and of that nature. But to by and large dismiss analytics as a whole puts you at a huge disadvantage. And I think that that's part of the frustration with the organization, with the manager, in that here they are getting all this data. Obviously, it's not free. You have to actually pay people to do it. But it's also when the numbers suggest to do one thing and you do something else and it doesn't work out, there's going to be a price to pay. And it looks like Dusty paid the ultimate price by being replaced as manager.
Neil, appreciate the time.
Thanks,
I'll
Neil.
See you over at NBC Sports Washington soon.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Covering a couple teams with us. He's versatile, does a good job in the Washington Post. Let's talk football. Chris Russell hosted our post-game show last night. You hear him on 106.7. The Fan, he's one of our Redskins insiders. The last time the Redskins won a game that lopsided on paper was when I asked that question on Twitter. Dan Steinberg and others told me the Cowboys game on Monday Night Football with Colt McCoy at quarterback. I disagree because that's a division game, and I think that those are kind of easier to play close generally. It's more competitive. To me, this was bigger than better than that.
Yeah, I think so. I basically said the same thing, that it was the biggest regular season win since, at least in my opinion, the division clinching win back in 2012 against the same Cowboys, but that was at home, obviously different circumstances. So I've even looked past that 2014 win, probably because of how that season wound up and because we knew that team wasn't very good despite how big that win was. The bottom line is, guys, they were playing, as you guys have mentioned over and over and over again, with 10 starters out. Morgan Moses, who was the only somewhat healthy offensive lineman and starting offensive lineman, went out for a period of time. Vernon Davis went out. He was their only starting or healthy tight end for a little while. I mean, just, we could talk about this from now until doomsday. The bottom line is we have no idea how the rest of the season is going to turn out. We have no idea how Minnesota is going to turn out, but this win helped save their season. This win is a major, major validation of everything Jay Gruden has been preaching and everything that Kirk Cousins is about.
And of this coaching staff defensively, as
yes.
well as they played. We wanted to
Correct.
Get the defense some shine, so just an FYI, Ziggy Hood is going to join us on
nice.
The show live in 10 minutes to talk about their effort.
Russell,
nice.
did they save their season? With this game?
I think so. I mean, you know, again, it could all unravel and they could be 4-5 in less than a week. And people are going to be all over Kirk's case again and all over, you know, and the Redskins have not handled, as we know, guys, prosperity very well. I mean, they just haven't. They're a better road team. They've got a wolf pack type mentality when everybody counts them out. And especially if it's on the road where they somehow grind out a bunch of these games or a number of these games. So, and we'll have to see what happens from here. But, you know, that defense set the tone yesterday. And, you know, I know they gave up the couple of fourth quarter touchdowns, and I understand that one was a little coverage bust. One was off a play action boot. What are those? I'm not sure. But anyway, the defense, so many great individuals. And I just put something up on my Twitter. The stop that they made on third down after the fumble between Kirk and really Samaje on the plus side of the Redskins field, to go 3-and-out and the pressure that Anthony Lanier off of the little twist with Will Compton, I mean, just little things like that, guys, saved 3 points, saved maybe 7 points, and maybe saved their season.
Rob Kelly, averaging 3.2 yards per carry this season. Since coming back from injury, 29 mm-hmm. rushes for 53 yards.
Yeah.
I want to see more Pirine and Thompson, and I get that Pirine makes mistakes, but he's a mm-hmm. young guy and he's got some upside. Dating back to last year, I looked this up, Kelly has now been held sub 4 yards per carry in 9 of 14 games.
Yep.
I think their running game issues are more on the line and more on blocking and tight ends than they are Rob Kelly. But there is no history to fall back on where you say, oh, this guy's really good. It's just
right.
everything around him. He's not that good. He wasn't drafted. He never rushed for 100 yards in college. I don't know why we're pretending he's something he isn't. He's not producing. Why don't they give someone else a shot?
Well, because they don't. I mean, the answer is, at least in my opinion, I don't think they trust Pirine, but they have almost no choice to use him the little bit of times that they do. I mean, I thought maybe he had earned back a little bit of trust by what he did late in the San Francisco game. Remember that key third and one carry, which he kept twisting and driving and got a key third down on that go-ahead touchdown drive. But the ball security issues are a problem. Pass pro, a problem. He's not recognized. Here's the other problem. I think the same can be said for Kelly and P. Ryan, but Kelly is better at it than P. Ryan, is when you have that penetration in the backfield like you had on that one run for -5 where they double pulled from right to left, when you have that, you need somebody special back there that can shake somebody, that can make somebody miss. They don't have that. It's Chris Thompson, but he can't do it all by himself. And because of, again, all the injury concerns and wear and tear, they can't do what ideally they would like. To me, it is as big of a priority as any priority on this team entering the offseason, whenever that starts, is to address the running back situation and to get somebody that's special back there.
Russell, thank you as always, buddy. Enjoyed it last night, man. Thanks.
Appreciate you.
Chris Russell on the Redskins. That is your Beltway Blitz. Ziggy Hood was a important member of a defensive line that dominated Seattle's front, that forced Russell Wilson from the pocket all day long, and that helped lead Washington to a defensive performance where they didn't give up a point for three quarters and an inspiring win. We will talk to Ziggy Hood next, live on the phones right here on Grant and Danny.
It is Grant and Danny for our pals at Window Nation. Right now, the best discounts are available to you, the home consumer that wants to improve the value of their home and their comfort level in the wintertime. Think about it. You get the best deals on summer clothing right after the season. The same applies for windows. Demand is down, inventory is up, and they want to keep their installers busy, GP.
Yeah, you got to call our friends at Window Nation. Mention their 000 sales. Zero money down, zero payments, and 0% interest for a full year. Upgrade your windows now, but pay later. Save your money to splurge on the upcoming holidays. Plus, call them today. They'll give you an additional 50% off all style windows. That's half off all style windows. This is just a great deal. Promise you are not going to have this at your disposal for long. So go with the company that's installed over 350,000 windows. Call them up, 866-90-NATION, 866-90-NATION. Mention the 000 sale, zero down, zero payments, 0% interest for a full year.
Plus 50% off all styles of windows. You got to call them, 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. You got to tell them Grant and Danny sent you. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.